Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. Rage, sadness, fear, teeth grinding. Not only is this the beginning of a slam poetry piece I'm working on, but it's also what half the country is feeling right now over the results of the election. After Election Tuesday, the country went silent after Trump winning. I think even Donald Trump was a little surprised at those results.
Wait, you guys realize all the crap that I was spewing, right? Damn, now I'm actually gonna have to do this thing.
We went through a gamut of emotions, from anger to depression to pity to revenge. I did it myself, and it came out through my musical choices. I went from Taking Back Sunday to Rage Against the Machine to Alanis Morissette. I was in a spiral of emotions. I mean, I'm a little surprised that the pharmaceutical industry didn't try to take advantage of this roller coaster of emotions. You know, where was the pharma bro? Was that... he was also afraid of the president-elect? Damn. We have to start to think about how this came to be. Firstly, we started making a lot more social progress by electing our first black president, legalizing gay marriage, and considering women as people. And we were asking for more and more justice for the unheard. I mean, minorities were looking for equality and asking not to be shot by the police. And if they were shot by the police, we were asking for some accountability. You don't ask the ruling elite to look at themselves in the mirror. I mean, most of them don't even have reflections. They sold that in 08 to keep their seat of power during a Democratic presidency. So in a changing world where the voices of the disenfranchised are being heard more and more, the status quo of the straight white Christian male was told to keep their mouth shut about these opinions. But all opinions are important. Even the shitty ones of the so-called fuckboy that wants to show you how special his penis is. And if anyone's caught in this sort of a situation, you can explain to him that his penis is literally one in a billion, and then show him some pornography where he can see the various types of penises that look just like his. The progress we made to approach equality was scary to the status quo because they didn't know where they were going to belong in a changing world. The irony is, this is how minorities have felt for like 200 years. So now that they understand how we felt and why we were fighting so hard to get our voices heard, you'd figure this would be a time for understanding and acceptance from the status quo. But unfortunately, a Trump victory doesn't help part of his supporters see that. It only galvanizes their prior behaviors predicated on hate and fear.
We were right, we were right. The Muslims and the immigrants are bad. The women's are going back to the kitchen. My F-150 does mean that my penis is huge.
But not everyone that voted for Trump was a hate-mongering, fear-mongering, bigoted person. And I've been guilty of making that generalization myself. There is egg all over my face, and that's not because I get excited when I eat brunch. There's egg on a lot of people in America's face right now, too. You know, some of these voters were angry Bernie supporters who voted for Trump as an act of spite, a true protest vote. Others made an objective decision to vote for Trump, one that was considered through the disappointments of this administration, as is the case with someone I get to call a friend, Asra Nomani. She is a woman, a journalist, a single mother, a speaker, a Muslim immigrant that voted for Obama twice. I'll go ahead and give you a second for your head to stop spinning. Asra claims that her vote for Trump comes from the Obama administration's hesitation to call out fundamentalism in Islam. This speaks to the same way that some liberals have approached race. Well, just don't look at it, and it'll just go away. Babies think that when you put your hand over your face, you disappear. That's how we've approached these topics like fundamentalism and racism. And we do it to fundamentalism all across the board. But turning a blind eye only excuses their behavior. Another reason Asra Nomani voted for Trump is because of the millions of dollars in donations that the Clinton Foundation took from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, two countries that also fund the extremist Islamist group ISIL. This is like Lucifer slow dancing with Hades, middle school style. It's awkward and really hard to watch. And like, are they gonna kiss? Oh, they did. Oh, and it's all full of teeth. It's all full of teeth. She rejected Trump's bigotry, his sexism, and his ban on all Muslims. But this goes to show that there are no perfect candidates, and this election was proof of that. It proved that we're all looking for some kind of big savior because we made some social progress and now everybody's belief system is being threatened by it. I would not have voted for Trump, but Asra is still a friend. And the fact that she is probably not the only liberal that voted for Trump. But that's been a major problem throughout this whole election. If you voted for Trump, that meant that you are a bigot, sexist, fearmonger, or orange. And I guess if you voted for Hillary, then you're a warmonger, shrewd, a blank shell of a person that's just waiting for a popular opinion upon an issue. And if you voted third party, you don't matter. And if you wrote in Bernie, you are old, Jewish, idealistic, and a socialist. Wednesday morning, we played America's favorite game, the blame game. It's like every game night at your house, right? There's going to be a lot of screaming. Somebody's going to throw the board across the room, and grandma is probably going to say the N-word again. But instead of adding to that chaos, maybe we should have asked some questions. You know, why did you vote for Trump or Clinton or Stein? You'll probably find out that people are a bit more complex than the labels we've decided to throw onto them to keep things black and white. Hell, black and white films even have shades of gray. In fact, sex addicts are known to have at least 50 shades of gray. This is not the time to go back to that same old finger pointing. That cycle is what led us to the most polarizing election we've seen. This is not the time for conservatives to point and laugh at liberals. This vortex of disenfranchisement will only create and lead to the same problems we've seen over the course of history over and over again, and it will persist for another 4 years. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel angry or sad about what happened. You totally can, but it's not the end of the world. And now that we've all vented and protested and called everybody names, can we take a look at some of these policies that we're really afraid of? There are some ideas that he's proposing that are not that bad. Enacting term limits and restricting lobbyists are two of the biggest things that will help us get a new crop of people into Congress and actually help legislation move forward rather than this cycle where we don't do anything and a bunch of people just start pouting and crying for 8 years. I'm looking at you, Boehner and McConnell. Plus, he wants out of the TPP, but I'm skeptical enough to think as to what he's going to try to propose next. I'm also for the better training of police. Although, if he wants to be compared less to Hitler, calling it a task force probably isn't the great idea. Maybe community enablers. Yeah, I like that. That has a nice, less Third Reich-y ring to it. But I would like to hear some specifics on this training that they will receive, because if it's how to use a bazooka effectively, I'm off this plan. But if it's how to use your words to calm a suspect down, I'm back on board. And now, yeah, I know, having Rudy Giuliani, the godfather of stop and frisk, and putting on a dress to hit on Trump, being the attorney general, it probably doesn't help the situation, but if we are as critical of Rudy Giuliani as we are of Trump, we might see a whole new Rudy in this situation. Now, they're full of your classic Trumpisms, like building a wall and getting Mexico to pay for it, which won't happen. Mexico is laughing at the fact that he wants to turn the country into a bad Stephen King novel, and so is about half the world. And his thoughts on climate change are atrocious, and the fact that he wants to fund more pipelines might literally set the world ablaze. He wants to deem China a currency manipulator. I'm not really entirely sure what a currency manipulator is. I mean, is that someone that whispers to money and tells it what to do? Does he think that China is an X-Man that told the economy to collapse in 2008? I mean, it's a ridiculous idea, but you gotta give him points on creativity. And there's a lot more that he wants to enact. Some of them good, some of them bad. Yeah, some of them make him sound like he's a giant toddler asking that he gets candy all the time, but some of them make sense. But the one thing we can take away from all of this is that we can't overgeneralize anyone anymore. This has been the wake-up call that America needs, and it's about time that people hashtag get woke out there. We've all felt a bevy of emotions, and we've wanted everyone to validate those emotions, and that is fair. But it is also time for people to start validating each other's emotions. That straight white Christian male might feel afraid about his irrelevancy in society, and that can be quelled by letting them know that there is a seat for them at the cool kids' lunch table, because every lunch table has a couple of cool kids in it. And to those that don't understand why grabbing women by the pussy is bad, well, you know, give them a quick explanation about sexual assault, personal space, and human rights, and then go ahead and just squeeze their balls a little bit and see how they feel. Uncomfortable? Yeah, see, that's how a woman would feel. Ask a Muslim about their religion. Learn you something fun and new today. Trump's America only needs to be his America if we deem it so. And this is most definitely not the time to say, well, you can't talk about politics. You absolutely need to talk about politics. If government has let us down that more people voted for a third-party fringe candidate for the presidency, then let's take it upon ourselves to get more educated. We can meet at coffee shops or libraries to engage in discussions about where these differing perspectives actually come from. America can be great, but we have to make it great, not because Donald Trump said so. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Wilmington, North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, Philadelphia, PA, Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. You can go to ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N, noodlescomedy.com for all the tour dates and tickets there. You can also support my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, and donate to the Patreon at patreon.com/KrishMohanHaha. And if you want exclusive stand-up comedy content, you can subscribe to my Bandcamp at ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. Check out the links below, and thank you for getting into it.